Well, aside from the news about the indictments in the Russia probe, Congress also continues its own investigations into Russian meddling in the election. There are three congressional hearings scheduled this week on the role social media and big tech played. The Senate Judiciary Committee's panel on crime and terrorism holds its hearing tomorrow afternoon, with lawyers representing Google, Facebook, and Twitter scheduled to testify. The Senate and House Intelligence Committees hold similar hearings on Wednesday. Phil Ewing is NPR National Security Editor. He joins us now to talk about these hearings. Hi, Phil.
Hi.
And what are these hearings going to look at specifically with regard to social media and tech companies?
Well, there were basically two sides to this Russian effort to try to influence the presidential election last year. One was the clandestine side, the covert side that we hear a lot about, involving cyber attacks and the attempt to extract information from political targets or state voting records. And then there was the overt side, which used heavily these social media platforms. Russian influence mongers used fake accounts to try to organize events in the real world. They bought a lot of ads that targeted divisive social issues in the United States. And what members of Congress want these big tech companies to talk about is, what happened? When did you become aware that this was happening? And what steps can we in Congress take, and can you, the big tech world, take to keep it from happening again?
And in looking at this issue, you write that what happened last year is not new, in a sense, because Russia has been trying to meddle in U.S. politics for decades, long before there even was social media.
Yeah, that's correct. And the attempt by nations to influence each other's internal workings is as old as statecraft. So that especially is certainly not new. And the use by what intelligence officers called active measures has also been taking place in the United States throughout the Cold War. And there are examples that go back to the 60s, to the KGB targeting the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, that provide a through line that you can draw right till today with these ads that, for example, Russian-linked accounts bought on Facebook that targeted black activists in the United States, from whether they be Black Lives Matters or others. And this is something that policymakers in Washington have struggled with all along, because the Russian government and its fellow travelers are not subject to U.S. law. And so there's not really very much that Congress can do with its own remit domestically to clamp down on those types of activities.
Well, what were the Russians or the Soviets during the Cold War trying to accomplish with those actions?
They wanted to do many of the same things that they've attempted to do more recently. They wanted to create political conditions in the United States or in Europe that were favorable to them, that accentuated controversy, that didn't invent issues like the peace movement or the anti-nuclear movement, but turn it into something that would benefit them by putting pressure on policymakers internally, whether in the United States or Europe, that would bring about a result that was desirable from the Russian perspective.
So back to these hearings that are going on Capitol Hill this week. Are they expected to set the stage for any action by Congress?
Well, that's the big question here. This is going to be an example of two sides on either side of the witness table kind of assessing how strong the cards they're holding are. Members of Congress want a new law that, for example, in one case, would mandate more transparency by social platforms, your Facebooks and your Twitters, is to show who was buying ads, whether they were foreign, what they were paying, what messages were in those ads and who they were targeting. And the social media companies don't want any law or any restriction. They want to be able to do this themselves. And they've already announced some changes in the way that they're going to use their policies going forward. So the question will be, will members of Congress say, okay, big tech, you can regulate yourselves going forward? Or will they say, no, no matter what comes out of this, we, members of Congress, will pass a bill that mandates the way you can behave and mandates the way you run your businesses? That's what's going. Everyone's going to be looking forward to.
And are you expecting these tech companies to be careful with their words as they testify on Capitol Hill?
I expect them to be very careful. I think they're not going to want to make any news. They're not going to want to be any TV-friendly sound bites with members of Congress. Mm. They want to indicate how much they want to play ball and, you know, keep this quiet as they can.
That's Phil Ewing, NPR's national security editor. Phil, thank you.
Thank you.